payment processor Stripe blacklists Trump campaign. By Lucas Nolan on January 11, 2021. Online payment processing service Stripe has reportedly cut all ties with President Trump's campaign and shut down the campaign's payment processing services. This prevents the Trump campaign from accepting donations by credit card. The Wall Street Journal reports that the payment processing service Stripe will no longer process payments for President Trump's campaign website following last week's events at the Capitol. The financial tech company handles credit card payments for millions of online business and e-commerce platforms. President Trump's campaign used the service for processing donations to the campaign. Stripe is a private company valued at $36 billion founded by brothers Patrick and John Collison, who remain citizens of Ireland. Stripe alleges that President Trump violated the company's policies against encouraging violence following his reaction events at Capitol Hill. Stripe asks that users agree that they won't accept payments for high-risk activities which include any business or group that engages in, encourages, promotes or celebrates unlawful violence or physical harm to persons or property. In 2018, the company shut down the account of social media Gab after the corporate media reported that a gunman who killed 11 people in an attack on a Pittsburgh synagogue had posted anti-Semitic content to the platform. A number of tech sites and services have banned President Trump in the wake of the Capitol Hill protests. Breitbart News recently reported that the e-commerce platform Shopify banned TrumpStore.com, a website run by the Trump campaign and Trump Organization. The removal appears to be in response to the events in Washington, D.C. this week. Shopify said in a statement, "Shopify does not tolerate actions that incite violence. Based on recent events, we have determined that the actions by President Donald J. Trump violate our acceptable use policy, which prohibits promotion or support of organizations, platforms or people that threaten or condone violence to further a cause. As a result, we have terminated stores affiliated with President Trump." Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg stated in a recent post that following the events on Capitol Hill yesterday and President Trump's comments on social media about the situation, Facebook would be banning the president's access to the platform indefinitely. Breitbart News reported today that police are bracing themselves for a possible protest at Twitter HQ following the suspension of President Trump's Twitter account last week. A San Francisco Police Department spokesman stated that the department is aware of a possible demonstration on the 1300 block of Market Street. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.